to do following the meeting today. One, I got to talk to Matt about that. And two, I got to make sure everyone who's been invited to the huddle on the 15th knows. I got to text and follow up with everyone just to make sure that they know where to be, when to be. When I sat down with Paul Terry last week, we actually went over what we're actually going to talk about. And I'm really glad I met with him because I was like, how do we go about doing this? And he basically showed me how we're going to organize the discussion and lead it into a way that it's productive for what we have to submit before the filing period ends. So I just got to make sure everybody knows that they're invited to that. State reps, I'm inviting all the reps that we've endorsed, everyone, who's, expressed a desire for, all the state reps who are already in. This huddle is for, the legislators to actually be there too, because they know they've already been there, but we want the people who aren't there anymore, like Max Abramson, there as well, because he might still have ideas on what to pitch for a bill. We got the right people. If we get people elected, then we get the right people there, submitting ideas for what to submit. We'll have the right ideas submitted. And then with Brody out, I'm sure, there's way more, even for the list that we have, what I sent you up before the primary, there's probably more. In retrospect, when I sat down with Alu to set up the pack, he just should have handed me the list of people that he knew before telling me that it was, there's only so much communication between the foundation and the PAC can be when it comes to nominees. Like, in retrospect, it's like, that would have been, sweet. it's okay. I think we've got enough for a caucus for sure. If we have a big win, all of our guys, if they win, we'll have enough for sure. If none of our incumbents win, the possibility of forming an independence caucus is going to, I don't know about that. Or maybe still do it. It's not just what I'm thinking about things. But I was thinking about, in addition to the bill to be submitted for the huddle, also probably doing a vote on the name of the caucus. Would it be independence? Would it be secession? Would it be nullification? I'm actually thinking it would be most useful if we called it a nullification, because it actually might inspire other states to copy us, and they might not want to copy us if we're going for the secession route or the independence route. But I bet if we called it a nullification caucus, doing it 1 year after the CACR 32, people get the message. We know what we're talking about. We can do a state study from that. What do you think, Ian?
I think you're probably right. I mean, obviously, it's up to the state reps. If they want to go more hardcore, that's great. But nullification.
That's true. Yeah. If the state reps want to go as hardcore, it's like, I'm just, I'm sort of facilitating the discussion.
If it ends up being the nullification caucus, because that could include more people. If you include more people, then maybe they will get persuaded because they're hanging around and spending more time around people who support the session, so maybe they will come on board over time by being sort of brought in from the nullification. It could be like an outreach kind of thing, persuasion.
I think I want that to be talked about too. I think there's a lot of opportunities, and let's say if none of our incumbents win, and that's why I have to call Glenn Bailey and probably Matt to let them know I can hold signs for them on Election Day. I have Tuesdays off for the next 2 weeks, and I'm so grateful so I can be out on Election Day to be there for our guys.
Hello, Penguin.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, was it Chris?
Yeah.
Little meeting.
It's a small meeting, yeah.
I said you missed the whole thing.
Yeah, I you know what? I was ready at 3, and then I got distracted, so.
I know what you mean. Basically, the summary is Matt is killing it, putting together, essentially a list of things to cover for the upcoming huddle. It's going to be on November 15th in Manchester at the Tap Room after Tap Room Tuesday, so. I think I'll be able to make it. I haven't talked to Bonnie yet, but we're going to be in Concord all day. So we might as well make just a full-on day out of it and just stick around and then go to Tap Room Tuesday. I haven't been there in years and then just hang out there for the huddle.
That's yes, nice. So the huddle's going to be in the meeting room, and it's not going to happen at the exact same time. And I don't want it happening at the exact same time. I don't want the Tap Room Tuesday people who show up just to socialize to think that they're invited to this. This is not like how the summit was a few weeks ago. We had tons of vendors and speakers. It's kind of more exclusive.
Yeah, this is organized. This isn't a social occasion. This is, you're following a, and, you know, you've got an agenda.
Yeah.
That you're gonna,
yeah. You're yeah. So it just it's like I gotta pick a day. I gotta pick a time. It's like okay, well, everyone's going to the Yale Summit in Florida that weekend. Glenn Bailey's going to that. It's like, okay, he's one of our incumbents, one of a voter. We're not doing it that weekend. We're going to do it. We have to do it during the week. I want to do it after the NHLA summit so we have that in hindsight. Like, we have, you know, Matt can come in. He can talk about, you know, when we come in with that in mind as opposed to the uncertainty allows us to strategize, you know, independence and nullification, you know, secession in, you know, in the overall, you know, liberty campaign.
Well, I think it's a great next step. Seems like everything is as on track as it can be, presuming we have some victories in the next couple weeks. And, you know, I'm optimistic, especially hearing the news about what happened in Dublin. Penguin, you missed that news.
What happened?
Matt Sandoval reported to Bonnie in a conversation yesterday they had that the executive committee of the Republican committee in Dublin basically tried to, I don't know if it was like censure him or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what they voted to do something to Matt Santanastasso. I think they voted to not endorse him in his run, even though he's the Republican that's running in their district. They voted to not endorse him. And apparently the membership of the committee got upset about that, and there's some sort of uprising happening as a result. So. Summary.
Interesting. Well, I the nullification thing sounded pretty it seemed like if we can make progress with going that route, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was arguing to Ian that I think calling it a nullification caucus might be a really great idea because it might inspire other states to actually copy us in the same way. I know cashing in on the general anti-federal sentiment of the country that might help the spread, whereas if we go straight in for the independence caucus, we might actually lose an opportunity to lead other states in the country as well. Yeah, and then from there we can do like the state study. But if all the reps are of course in favor of going with the independence caucus for that, you know, that level of energy, I'm certainly in support of that too. You know. I think having, once we do a state sponsored study first, that I think I work in sales, and what are the five parts to a conversation? Five parts to a conversation. Let me just look this up real quick. You know, because we're having a conversation with people. Let's go, internet. Five steps to opening. Feed. No. Let's. Five parts to a quality conversation. So greeting, statement, question, connection, right? So if CAPR 32 was the greeting, we don't want to greet people again with the same kind of statement. We want the statement needs to illustrate the greeting. We already know what the question is, and then we make a connection. But if we go for CAPR 32 secession, and then we have to also provide the vector for what's motivating us to do that. And I think keeping in line with the five steps of the conversation, you know, your statement needs to be something that further illustrates, you know, your greeting. Your greeting is like your newspaper headline, right? If you don't want the secondary portion of the newspaper, you know, if you've all seen a newspaper before, you have the big headline and there's like the smaller headline right behind that, and then, you know, the paragraph of text. Well, if the CACR32 is the headline, the greeting, you know, if we're just repeating the exact same thing again, you know, it just becomes like a commercial. Like we're hearing, oh, I've heard this commercial 5 times already today. Illustrating that the Nullification Caucus making a statement, and then that, I just think if we think of it as like a conversation. I remember reading this great book on active duty. One of my commanders, we had book club with all of the officers, and so it was just all about communications and leadership, and the book was called Difficult Conversations, because that's all everything really is. It's just some conversations are easy to have, those conversations a little more difficult. We're using words and energy and, you know, mental energy. Everything is like a song.
Indeed.
Difficult Conversations, How to Discuss What Matters Most by Douglas Stone. I'm reading that, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. I'm so glad our commander's having us read this, because it shows that he gives a damn. Let me share that in the chat in case I visited my sister in New York, and I was very happy and pleased to see that the law in New York that required people to show their ID for, like, getting, you know, whipped cream I guess that was only actionable for about 2 days when people had to do that. So I was very grateful that went over there. You know, she's a nurse, and we went apple picking, we did our pumpkin carving. It was great seeing her again. And, you know, New York, for the most part, when I was going back home, it seemed, I mean, I already know it's the least free state in the country, so I'm basing it off of when I was there last. And it doesn't seem to have fallen apart too much.
I'm sorry, but whipped cream? You have to show ID for whipped cream?
Yes, there was a law that was passed in New York earlier this year. It's since been repealed, it looks like, and it was just because people were using, like, the, you know, the stuff that makes it poof out of the, you know, the whipped cream makes it go, you know, and deject from the can. I guess people were using that to get high.
Okay, there's lots of things you can use like that to get high. Why whipped cream?
And so there was a time when they wanted you to show your ID to prove that you were 21.
That is so ridiculous.
So I remember back in New York State before I moved here, it was the spring of last year, and marijuana was finally legalized. And it was done by Cuomo in the most disrespectful way possible. I just remember he really showed his contempt for us in the way cannabis came to be legal in New York State, because it happened, you know, after all the shutdowns, and then after, you know, he had his little sex scandal thing that happened as well, and it was basically like, you know, he was, you know, this was a few months before I left office, and it was basically like, hey, just, I know these guys, just give them pot, they'll smoke it, they don't really care. Like, that was the attitude that I got. I was really happy for my friends who did smoke, you know, because then I would also personally have to worry about when I was around them, too. Like, you can go to a show at SPAC, and you can have a joint, you can go see the Allman Brothers Band. Well, not anymore, right? But I just remember feeling so disrespected by him and the contempt he showed to New Yorkers with the way that, like, as if smoking pot was gonna make up for the rest of everything. Like, but, you know, New York is still, let's even, you know, we're, now we got Kathy in charge, and, you know, I'm so glad I'm here.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Well, you
know, that one of the reasons why they're starting to let off on prohibitions is they want people to be, you know, high, so they don't realize how bad things are getting, or give them a reason to, you know, if they think things are getting bad, give them more drugs they can use to, you know, unawares of how they're being taken advantage of.
Yeah, it's a values thing too. I certainly think that, you know, obviously I bet a lot of police officers, when they dream of becoming cops, I bet, you know, when they're little kids, you know, I bet they don't, I don't know how proud, I wonder how many of them are proud for all their drug busts that they do. I don't think that's what makes their job worthwhile for them. You know, obviously they're code enforcement at the Supreme Court level, but it's a silly law, and it's just a waste of time to put people in jail for that kind of stuff. So, you know, I was still happy when he legalized it, and, you know, I guess it should be legal here too. You know, we had a guy that, when you were at the party like last night, Ian and Bonnie, did Steven tell you about the dude that came up from Boston and wanted to smoke in the shell?
No. Well, Stephen Nass came in kind of late, and we got to see him briefly before we took off. What happened?
One of our local members brought a guest from Boston. He thought he was pretty libertarian, and he wanted to break out some cannabis to smoke in the show. And, you know, he was roundly rebuked for trying to do that. That's not something that we do in the shell. There's no smoking there. And he was rude and disrespectful to everybody the entire night. And he's like, oh, you guys aren't real libertarians, you're real hypocrites, you know, because we're arguing, hey, it's private property. Like, and he was like one of the libertarians, you know, supposedly, you know, he was a real jerk. He wasn't cool to be around. He was rude to everybody. Maybe he fit in somewhere, you know, but it's like all you come to New Hampshire, if all you want out of a libertarian homeland is to smoke pot, it's like, I guess you can stay in Mass, dude. Like, we got a lot of things we're trying to get done here. Like,
apparently the no smoking rule was waived last night, at least for cannabis, because that there was definitely a joint being smoked in the party.
Okay. Well, private property, we don't want this individual to smoke pot, and we felt disrespected by him. You know, I guess that's what it would have been. But, okay, well, that was, and either way, it was a fun story. It was a fun story. We have a lot of, I'm glad you guys got off the shell, because we have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, it's cool. Too bad it's not closer to where we are. It's a long trip.
Yeah, no, and I always appreciate the effort that someone makes to come out when they're far out, especially out in Keene. Man, I'm liking this meeting because we're just kind of blowing off steam, because it's like there's only so much more we can do for preparing for the election. It's just nice to just kind of relax and I know I'll feel really good when the election's over and we've had the huddle and we've submitted the bills, and it's like, okay.
That'd be great. On other things for a little while. Bonnie is planning to go out and hold signs for Matt Santanastasso, so she'll be out there doing that for him on election day. So
awesome. Cool. Okay. Sweet. Yeah. What did Ian you think about my, I don't know if I got Chris on the email, what do you think about my idea that I sent last week about doing a Nexit team building group and go to the escape rooms in Manchester?
Sounds like an interesting thing to do after everything's settled down.
The foundation, the pack, and, you know, the Nexit people, you know, and Nexit, you know, the community at large. This might be a fun way to, you know, to just have fun as a group, you know, and do some problem solving together.
I've never done any of those tape room things.
Well, neither have I, but the room that I want us to do can fit 8 people, and it's like you're colonizing Mars. So it's like kind of like the perfect fake scenario, because it's like, hey, we're trying to build a country here, so.
Yeah, it could be fun. I'm interested.
Okay.
So. I think we should talk about it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Well, anything else for today?
No, I just gotta make a lot of communication follow after this.
All right, brother. Well, doing yep. great. Great
See
work.
You guys. If there's nothing else.
All right, let's break.
All right, you guys. Have a great week.
Until next time.